This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. Today, Humboldt County District Attorney Maggie Fleming completed her review of the events surrounding the death of Jeremy Jenkins, who died at St. Joseph's Hospital in April of last year. Jenkins died at the hospital after he was found in the Winco parking lot in Eureka acting erratically, and Eureka police officers helped transport Jenkins to the hospital after he admitted to smoking methamphetamine. Jenkins later died after suffering a medical emergency, and an autopsy determined the cause of death to be excited delirium from acute methamphetamine intoxication. The investigation was launched because Jenkins died while under the custody of Eureka Police, and the review concluded that Eureka Police did not contribute to Jenkins' death. Today, Peninsula Airline officially stopped air service flights to Portland. That means Essential Air Service is stopped in Klamath Falls, North Bend, Coos Bay, and Oregon, as well as Eureka and Arcata. The Crescent City to Portland route will most likely follow in line, as Panair officials filed a request to stop flights from Crescent City to Portland as well. Officials cited cost-cutting and a lack of pilots as the main reasons for the decision to cease Essential Air Service. Delnor County Supervisor Bob Berkowitz said in an email that the decision will impact tourism and business, but it won't be as severe of an impact because the route was only contracted to go to Portland. Berkowitz said that the Board of Supervisors are currently researching mitigation solutions to make sure that air service is continued. The Housing and Residence Department at Humboldt State will hold an emergency simulation tonight to test campus and community response times. The simulation will include participation from housing and residence staff, university police, the Arcata Police Department, among other agencies, in an effort to train housing staff and first responders. The simulation will begin tonight at 6 p.m. at the Residence Hall on campus. Lightning ignited more than a dozen new wildfires in the Six Rivers National Forest yesterday, all ranging from the Gasky Ranger District to the north and the Mad River Ranger District to the south. At least 17 new fires have been confirmed by fire officials, all ranging from 1 to 60 acres in size. Forest officials have continued battling the Orleans complex of wildfires, which has grown to 4,500 acres in size. A red flag warning was put in effect this afternoon for the fire area, and firefighters have made progress containing the reported fire across Highway 96 near the Dillon campground. More than 700 personnel remain on scene, and the fires stand at 9% containment. Road work will begin near Lafayette School. Dan Squire has more.
The heavy equipment was in operation at Lafayette School before the end of last school year as Eureka City Schools completes an overhaul of the front driveway and parking lots at the campus. In addition to the work being done on the school property, the county will perform road work and sidewalk work as well. County work crews will install new sidewalks and curb ramps on Park between Myrtle and Nedra and on John Hill Road from Park to 18th. The work begins tomorrow. Be prepared for workers on the street, lane closures, and detours.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is searching for a white male adult who robbed the 76 gas station on Central Avenue in McKinleyville yesterday morning. Around 1:45 in the morning, a white male adult who was armed with a bat entered the store, and the clerk handed over an undisclosed amount of cash. The suspect was last seen fleeing south on Central Avenue. Deputies cannot locate the suspect in the immediate area, and he remains at large. Anyone with information related to his whereabouts is asked to contact authorities. The sheriff's office is searching for a white SUV and as many as three armed suspects connected to the shooting of a man during a marijuana transaction at the intersection of Bryceland Road and China Creek Road on Sunday. The victim was flown to an out-of-area hospital for treatment, and the suspects, all described as black male adults, remain at large. The suspect vehicle may have front-end damage. Humboldt deputies responded to a report of a physical altercation at the Oric RV parking lot off of Highway 101 on Sunday night, which was followed up later by a report of shots fired. A perimeter was set up around the area, and deputies detained two women reportedly involved in the altercation, and after interviews and witness statements, Alicia Wilson was arrested. It was determined that during the altercation, Wilson fired multiple gunshots at the other woman. However, the victim was not injured or hit by any gunshots. Wilson was booked for attempted homicide. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.